This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday, and it's a meat Friday at that, our final show before vacation. And I said to Tyler, who is standing by taking your phone calls, he's also our chef here, I said, what are we going to do meat Friday? And he said, how about we create our own master's dinner, and we'll follow what Scotty Scheffler put up for the champions. Cheeseburger sliders. Texas ribeyes, mac and cheese. Who's got it better than we do today?
Nobody.
Yes. We got the Traeger grills all fired up. And I mean, literally, they're fired up today. And that'll be coming off the Traeger grills. Excited to announce that they have just released the latest innovation, the Traeger Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. And you're going to love it. Unleash your full grilling potential in the Traeger Flat Rock, exploring new flavors and new frontiers. Make sure you use the code DPSHOW at checkout to get free shipping. All right, a lot of things to talk about today. Charles Barkley a little bit later on today. Brandel Chamblee on loan from Golf Channel will stop by as well. We got some big basketball coming up this weekend. Of course, you have the Masters, weather permitting. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DPSHOW. Say good morning to our radio affiliates numbering 390 cities around America. And also, Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app and you can watch for free. Suns, Lakers, Warriors, Kings. Those are some of the headlines here as they're jockeying for position in the Western Conference. Seven teams have 3 days left to figure out if they're going to be 5th through 11th in the Western Conference. And then you got the play-in games, and the Lakers look like they're going to probably be in that play-in situation. Still alive for the 5th and 6th spot. They got the big game against the Phoenix Suns, but I'm wondering if the Phoenix Suns are going to be the Phoenix Suns for this game because the Lakers are favored by 7. That would lead me to believe maybe Kevin Durant is not playing tonight, but the Lakers, you know, they're trying to fend off the Pelicans and the Timberwolves, and, you know, the play-in games here, the Mavs on the outside looking in. It's going to come down to Oklahoma City and Dallas. OKC is in front by a half game there. The Eastern Conference, for the most part, is set. But some big games, some matchups, and anywhere from 5 through 11 in the Western Conference. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, you're right about the Suns. They have 45 wins. They can't really get to the Kings at 48 wins for the 3 spot. And they're 3 wins ahead of the Clippers for the 5 spot, so they could easily afford a loss or an off night.
Well, I wonder if you now give Durant some rest. Every game he's played in, they've won 8-0. And maybe you give him a little extra time to get ready for the postseason. But I'm wondering, with the point spread being 7, that leads me to believe the artist formerly known as the Phoenix Suns will look a little different for the game tonight with the Lakers. Grizzlies, they are -7 versus the Bucks, and Golden State -6.5 against the Kings. Kings don't have anything to play for, but this is where you're jockeying for first-round matchups, but also second-round matchups as well. You know, if you're in the 6 and you got the 3, you got Sacramento, You know, obviously 7-2, the 8-1, and who do you want and when do you want them? And this is what teams are going to be trying to maneuver to avoid, or maybe to try to connect and face that team in the first round of the postseason. Because I've said before, Sacramento's a wonderful story. But if I'm one of these teams like the Lakers, Golden State, that's a team that I want to play first round. They may put up points, but we have veteran leadership here. We've been here before, and we'll play a little defense, which Sacramento does it. Let's see. Poll question today, Seton. What do we have?
Dan, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
Friday Fritzy.
Yep, he's got some doozies.
All righty.
I'm going to have Paulie do the first one, and then I can share some of the other ones. Being Jewish and all, I think Paulie should deliver one that's on this list.
Right, because I am not Jewish and all. Here's Fritzy's poll question. In general, my Good Friday has always been good, great, subpar, immensely disappointing.
Okay.
I think I delivered that properly.
Okay.
What do you think?
What else you got?
I've got... Will Tiger Woods make the cut? You betcha, or Kevin? Nah.
Man, it's early.
People want to know if Tiger Woods is going to be there Saturday and Sunday.
It's early. Okay.
The more I keep hearing you've got to experience the Masters, the higher it goes on my bucket list, the less interested I become in going there.
Okay.
Nothing could be that good.
Okay. All right. And I'm guilty of this. I said, you know, put it on your bucket list. Even if you can't go to the Masters, go to a practice round. You know, Tuesday or Wednesday, the par 3 tournament. Those are a lot of fun, and I'm the one that's trumpeting this. Yes, Eaton.
The way people speak about attending the Masters reminds me of the way, like, NFL media talks about the Hall of Fame weekend. Oh, the pageantry. It is just, you know, like where you're in this exclusive club and everybody is just there to be like, look at us in this club.
All right, and I'm guilty of that. There's a reverence in your voice. It's got to be more like this.
Oh,
the
pageantry.
Hollow, yes, it's unbelievable. It's so emotional. A tradition unlike any other. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. There is a certain voice that you have, and it's your Augusta voice. I'm listening to Scott Van Pelt yesterday. And Scott, who I've known for 25 years, and it's a different voice. Scott Van Pelt, when he's talking about Butler Cabin and Rae's Creek. And here is John Rahm. John, you four-putted the first green. What were you thinking? Now, he doesn't normally talk that way, but same thing with Jim Nantz. Hello, friends. There's a reverence that you have there. I'm sure Rich Eisen speaks differently at the Football Hall of Fame every year. Yes, Marv.
When they talk about Augusta,
yes.
I feel like they're reading the lyrics from America the Beautiful. They're like, oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, above the fruited plains, Augusta.
A tradition unlike any other.
God shed his grace on thee.
Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, Dan, it's your wake voice. You ever go to a wake or a funeral and you're outside and you're talking, you're like, and as soon as you enter the door, you go, hey, good to see you.
Yeah,
how you been?
Sorry for your loss.
But even if you're in the back with like old buddies, you haven't said, hey, it's great to see you. But you have to be excited to see your old friend while doing the voice of reverence to the dead.
Yeah. I think Augusta is a big deal. I think going to the Masters is a big deal. But I do understand this, that when I speak of having played there twice and eaten there and just, you know, the overall ambiance that you have, the experience that you have, that you didn't have, but I did.
I got these sandwiches for cheap.
Yeah. I got the pimento cheese. I don't even like pimento cheese, but I had two of them.
And it didn't cost me much.
No. It cost me $5 for two pimento sandwiches, beer and chips, and I'm out the door under $10. It's a tradition unlike any other.
The NFL Hall of Fame ceremony.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Heaven on earth.
Yes, Paul.
I have a lot of friends back in the day, and they got tickets to the Masters with their dad. Now, like I didn't go.
Okay.
They did. I didn't go.
But you said you had a lot of friends.
I had a few. I had a few friends. If they couldn't buy a Masters hat or shirt, yeah. I don't think they would have come back, because people who go to the Masters love buying the hat and wearing it to let you know they went.
And you didn't.
Here's my question for you, Dan. As a golf guy who's been around, I want your instant answer. If
yes,
the best golf experience, a U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, specifically at Pebble Beach, the Masters, which is the same every year,
on CBS,
or the British Open at St. Andrews, you could only attend and travel to one of those, and that's your golf forever. Those, I think those are the three is high end.
Yeah. I haven't been to the British Open at St. Andrews. I've been to St. Andrews, and I've been to the British Open, but not that combination. Augusta? I played it twice. Did I tell you that?
I heard about that. Yeah.
83-81. And the Open at Pebble Beach.
I think this is tough. Start with pure scenery.
I would say Pebble Beach.
Bloop.
Yeah, I would say Pebble Beach. There's just something about Pebble, because you can play Pebble, and you can also play St. Andrews. Not everybody gets to play Augusta. I mean, I did twice. Did I tell you that?
Heard about it.
Yeah. But Pebble Beach, you get to play that, and St. Andrews, you get to play that.
St. Andrews feels like you're going back in time, though, when you watch it on TV. I haven't been there.
Yeah, but it's not... Some of these courses are difficult to go and watch the golf. If you go to Augusta, you can go there, set up your chair early in the morning, and you can sit. But you might be – I would always go and put a chair 16th green to, as you're facing the green, the left side on 16. And then I would just sit there and then watch all the golfers come through. St. Andrews, where you're trying to watch – it's hard to watch even when you're watching on TV at St. Andrews, of knowing where in the hell they're hitting it. Pebble Beach is spectacular. Yeah, it's you can walk, you can stay in one place. The scenery is unlike any other place in the world. So I'd probably do that with a major attached to that. Absolutely. Anything else that we have today, Todd?
In our morning meeting, we were talking about celebrities and experiences with meeting one another, meeting like your favorite heroes and how that may or may not have gone in your life.
Okay, but how did this come up? Yeah, Paul.
We were discussing the Live Tour guys and Phil Mickelson and the British Open, and I'm sorry, the Masters. And we're discussing how Phil Mickelson built up years and years of goodwill with the fans who go to golf events, because he will talk to you, he'll engage, he'll sign autographs, he'll take pictures. He engaged the fans for really 25 years when a lot of other golfers, Tiger Woods specifically, but others, did not. And I think Phil Mickelson earned a lot of fans, lifelong fans, because he made that one experience you had with him a positive one, and he engaged.
Okay.
And when athletes do that, I think they buy fans for the rest of their life, one experience.
It's inevitable that I'll hear from people say, hey, I love such and such. Tell me he's a good guy. And I remember family members asking me about Lawrence Taylor back in the 80s. They're like, hey, tell me LT's a good dude, man. And I go, he's a great football player. And they'd be go, he's not a good dude. I go, no, but that's not what he signed up for. He's just a great football player. It's like Charles Barkley said about Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods. Nobody ever said they were good guys. I mean, Charles is the opposite. He was a great player, but he engages with everybody. But, you know, Mike and Tiger, that's not what they do. They go out there and they play, they perform. But we do have those. We've had interactions where you're thinking, oh, my God, the great actor Michael Douglas is coming into the studio. And you're going, man, I have no idea. Like, does he even know who I am? How big of a sports fan? And then all of a sudden he comes in and we were blown away. You're in the moment and I'm interviewing Michael Douglas. And I'm saying to myself, you're interviewing Michael Douglas. While Michael Douglas is giving me an answer, I'm not even hearing the answer. I'm going, you're interviewing Michael Douglas. Mm-hmm. Billy Bob Thornton, when he came in. And he's got a reputation for being a little prickly. And we were warned, like, uh-oh, better be ready. He came in and, he's saying hello to the guys in the back. Like, Keanu Reeves had no idea what he was going to be like. Now, that dude, if he said, hey, would you help me promote a movie on your show? Absolutely. Keanu Reeves was as nice as anybody who's a big-time star as I've ever met. And no entourage, walked in. And it was just like, he looked like a million bucks. I think he was 50 at the time. He looked 35. He came in. He was like, hey, Dan. I said, hey, Keanu. And he could not have been nicer. Played along with us. We bothered him with all the corny questions. But that guy was He kind of blew. Kevin Costner. I had no idea what Costner was going to be like. He comes in. He wouldn't leave. Like, we're done. And then I think he wanted to go to lunch with us. And I had to say, hey, Kevin, we got to go. Oh, okay. All right. Carmelo Anthony, first time he came in. We're like, I have no idea what he's going to be like. He was great. I said, you should be doing more of this to let people see your personality. Yes, Todd.
And with Keanu, I've read stories where he's deferred some of his salary to other employees that he didn't think were getting paid adequately.
He didn't do that for us.
He did not.
He did not.
But he did that for, like, behind-the-scenes people and other stars that he felt like weren't getting the amount that they should get to share some of what he was getting.
No, he's a big-time star, but he could not have been nicer. And we're really fortunate that you have people come in and you're like, you know, Sandman has been a friend for a long, long time, or Bryan Cranston or Will Ferrell. And I always want to see how you are with people other than me. How are you with the people who are not on camera or not on radio? And that's where I get a truer sense of who you really are. And those guys engage. When they walk in, Sandler, Will Ferrell, Bryan Cranston, they all engage with the backroom guys. And I always appreciate that. Yeah, Paul.
Well, maybe we could say this right after the break. What about you guys when you were growing up? Did you have good or bad athlete experiences that stick in your craw?
Oh, all right.
And the good ones, too. I'm sure there's ones that surprise you that wow, that guy was super cool to me and my parents.
Well, you form an opinion off one meeting, and it could be when you're 7 years of age, or it could be when later on in life when you meet him. And then all of a sudden you meet somebody and you go, I never should have met my idol. Or, oh, my God, I had this guy so wrong. We'll take a break. We'll get to phone calls, settle on our poll question. It's a Meat Friday. Charles Barkley later on, Brandel Chambly. Right now the weather is holding up at Augusta, but they had tee times moved up, I think, a half hour to try to get everybody in, but there's going to be some rain along the way. Yes, Paul?
Patchy fog early. It looks like it's going to be okay in the morning. Showers in the afternoon, 90%.
Mm. Patchy Fog. I saw them in concert one time.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah, they were great. Ladies and gentlemen, Patchy Fog. Yes, yes, Todd.
But isn't it true it could be a monsoon of rain in the next 3 days at the Masters, and it's still the loveliest place on the planet? Oh, I'm going negative again. I said I wasn't going to do that.
Why are you doing why?
I don't know why I did that.
Why are you doing that?
Because, I don't know. Because people, like, get too crazy with the whole, you've got to go there, it's the greatest thing ever. And I'm like, I don't know.
Todd, you haven't even been there. You don't even leave your house.
I take a walk around the neighborhood a little bit. But they try to stay within the same
state. To check out the local moms.
But why negative?
It's Friday. I shouldn't be negative. It's Good Friday.
Yeah.
And we're heading to vacation. It should be positive.
Yes.
But isn't it that amazing? I guess you have to be a really big golf fan, maybe, to appreciate it.
You don't have to. Do you have to be an art fan to go to the Sistine Chapel and go, oh, okay. I mean,
to fully appreciate it.
Oh, you have to be an artist?
Not an artist, but like to have to, I don't know. There, you feel like you're kind of being told you have to be excited.
You're not going
to
be a buzzkill today.
I won't.
You are not going to. I'm not going to allow.
I do think people go to museums because, like, look at me.
I think we're good. I think we're good. Okay?
I appreciate culture.
I think.
No, you don't. I'm going to stare at this red, yellow, and blue stripe of paint and pretend that that's doing something to my life moving forward. I got a whole new outlook on life. It's a red stripe of paint, a yellow stripe of paint, and a blue stripe of paint. Look at that. And if I step back or I cover one eye, it looks like a whole different thing.
For you, art is Arby's.
That's true.
It's a Jersey Mike sub.
With the juice. Danny DeVito with a little squirt of juice on there.
We're going to take a break here. You're not going to be a buzzkill, or I'm going to make you leave.
I can't wait to go to Augusta. I'm going from here. As soon as the show's over, I'm going to Augusta. I don't even have a credential or a ticket or anything. I'm just going.
We're back after this. If you own a small business, you know the value of time. GetRefunds.com does as well, and that's why they've made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. I'll explain. Go to GetRefunds.com. You get started, it'll take less than 8 minutes. Once again, they got it down to a science. They know you're busy. You'll see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. If you're eligible, you could receive a payroll tax refund, a refund of up to $26,000 per employee, and that this is because you kept them on payroll during COVID. GetRefunds.com already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. And they might be able to help you as well. No upfront charge either. They do all the work. You don't get paid until your business gets its refund. A lot of businesses believe they won't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. What do you have to lose? The payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. To get started, go to GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. People don't realize this, or you may not realize this. This used to be March Madness. This was the one shining moment. I think they did this only for a couple of years. Kenny Loggins. And I think Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers is in there in the background. Is that right, Marv?
He also co-wrote the song.
Oh, okay. This is it? Kenny Loggins?
Yep, put respect on him.
Okay.
That's two titans right there. Titans.
Are you being sincere there?
Loggins and McDonald? Are you kidding me? Are there two more iconic voices of the 70s/80s?
Okay, what's the deal with the back row today?
You're taking this all poorly.
That's the Tupac and Biggie of light rock.
Okay.
I'm insulted that you think I'm being tongue-in-cheek here.
Paulie, do you think that Seton is making fun of Loggins and Michael McDonald?
I think he is, and deservedly so. Those are very...
Are you kidding
Those
me?
Are falsetto kings of the early 80s. However, it may not hold up as well today. I'm being objective.
Yes, Mark.
Oh, it's going to hold up today because all day it's only Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins.
All right, see y'all later.
Yeah.
Bye, Paulie.
Well... I know Fritzy will be happy about that.
Ready to roll with that. 80s mania.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Keep forgetting. Okay.
Chance read freedom. Chance you lied on me.
Sounds like you're eating a sandwich when you're singing.
That'd be Michael McDonald's when he...
McDonald's.
Having McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's.
Back in long ago.
Was there a higher 80 voice than, I can't remember the guy's name, who sang for The Outfield? Remember the Tony something or other? Remember the band The Outfield?
That was great.
I mean, that was high-pitched.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to lose your love tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, a little harmony right there. I mean, the toddler.
That's right.
Oh, that's harmony?
Yeah, sure, we're
We were harmonizing right there.
Harmony just to the main stage.
You're harming people.
Yeah. Did we settle on a poll question there, back row boys?
We did, Dan. For better or worse, we did. And we went just because I'm so amused with the options. Will Tiger Woods make the cut today? You betcha, or Kevin Na? Right now, 57% say Kevin Na.
And Kevin Na had to withdraw because he's under the weather.
Undisclosed illness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bogey flu.
Bogey flu.
Wow.
And Tiger is what, plus two?
Nine strokes back.
Thank you.
Projected cut right now, very early, is plus one.
Okay.
Which means he's...
he's in trouble.
Yeah.
He's in trouble right now.
He's going to need to rally.
Yes, he will.
He just got hit the ball better.
Thank you. No. I just need to. This is what golfers will say.
Hit the ball
better. You know, I hit the ball really well. I just didn't score. Or, you know, I scored pretty well. I didn't hit the ball. You know, I kind of ham and egged it. You know,
ham and egged it.
They have all kinds of these expressions. Yes, Paul.
Tiger does not tee off until 12:54 p.m. Eastern. Weather could be a big issue.
All right.
And he has to get like 3 hours of ramp-up time before he even goes out. So that could be ugly.
Well, if he has to start and then stop and then start again, given his condition, and he talked about the pain that he was feeling walking around Augusta, it's a lot hillier. Have you guys been to Augusta? Because I have a couple of times. And, you know, there's... it's not an easy walk, I'll just tell you that. Beautiful walk, but not an easy walk if you've had some surgeries there. Yes, Todd?
Are there angels flying in the sky above the holes and the Lord is like there and shows up briefly? How does
the
that
Lord.
The Lord himself.
Oh, you're bringing the Lord
the
in
Lord
on
himself
Good
kind
Friday.
Of floats down like by Amen Corner and then like angels and all that stuff happens.
It's Good
you
Friday.
You got to go there.
Todd, it's Good Friday.
I'm just saying, you got to go to the Masters. You
Once again,
lived
for a guy who stayed in his mommy's apartment.
My mommy's apartment.
Growing up.
That is accurate.
We all stayed in our mommy's apartment growing up. I just
No. When
college,
you when we went
home.
To college, you were in mommy's apartment.
I had a lot
apartment.
Of friends that went to Brooklyn College. They lived at home.
You got into NYU and you live with mom.
It was expensive to live in the village, and I don't know if the village scene was for me. The academic part was good, but then I
the
hopped
scene.
On the train.
Like there were beat poets sitting around.
All those hopheads.
Yeah. But did you think Bob Dylan was there at Washington Square Park?
I'd walk around Washington Square Park, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just I'll get on the train and go back to Brooklyn.
1988, not 1968.
Yeah. What are you doing?
All the hipsters.
Yeah.
You just stay at home.
Although Todd with a hint of like East Village in him would be great. A little more, a little like, you know, leather jacket Todd. I would love to see that guy. Spent 4 years in the village.
The closest you've been to leaving the country, like going to Italy, is going to an Italian restaurant in Middletown, Connecticut.
I visited Italy. I went to Israel. But outside of that, you know, I'm a kind of a tri-state area guy. Connecticut, New York, New Jersey. After that, I start getting a little anxiety attack. Like, what are we doing? Rhode Island. This is getting a little far.
All right.
Where are we going to buy food here?
Ricky in Virginia. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Rick.
Bye. 510-230. I just want Dan, my vote here to Paulie for working the Braves in day before yesterday, putting 116 wins on us, and love the show, guys.
Okay, well, thank you, Ricky. Yeah, Paulie said that the Braves were going to win at least 116 games.
What the hell was I thinking?
I don't know what you were thinking, but you were so confident, I'm like, we'll bet you a pie to the face on that.
Dan, they did win 7-6 last night. They're 6-1. If I prorate that out, they're going to win a lot of ball games. I don't know the actual math of it.
Okay. Well, they're going to be like 120 and...
They're on pace to be 120 and 20. That's correct.
They're not even going to play the rest of the game. They're only going to play 140 games.
Start resting their starters.
Anyway. Best experience you ever had with somebody growing up? You only met them one time. Athlete, actor, musician. Let's do positive to start. Or would you rather do negative? Because my negative was I went to a spring training game in Arizona, and I went to see the San Francisco Giants. My dad wanted me to go see Willie Mays, and I think I was eight years old. I yelled at Willie Mays to sign my program as he's coming in from the outfield to go into the dugout, and I'm right by the dugout, and he didn't sign my program, obviously. And during the game, you know, it's a casual, relaxed atmosphere. I held that against Willie Mays for probably 40 years. For that, that's the only reason. Like, oh, yeah, basket catch, big deal.
And unlike most people who have this experience, you got to meet him while you were a professional, and he knew who you were.
Yeah.
Did it come up?
No.
Did you want it to come up?
No, because he's not going to remember it. He's not going to go, hey, you look like the kid who was 8 years of age who was dumb enough to ask me for my autograph. Yeah, that was me. But I held this against Willie Mays for 40 years. And I'd be like, I'm a Hank Aaron guy. I'm not a Willie Mays guy. And I remember going, how stupid is this? He didn't sign my program when I was eight. Anybody have positive, negative? Seton, you got anything?
I remember one time there was like a charity basketball game at my high school / elementary school, St. Mary's.
Yeah.
And a bunch of the New York Giants came to town.
Yeah.
And they were like one basketball team. And then it was like teachers, parents, students were the other one. And I think it was Pepper Johnson. Remember the linebacker?
Ohio State?
I think it was him. I'm just going to name him because I love the name. But I think it was him. I was a towel boy for the game, and I was standing on a chair, me and my cousin, and we were swinging the towels.
Not the first time you've been a towel boy.
Accurate. And I just remember, I think it was him looking up at me and being like, stop, man, sit down. And we're like, oh, okay. So we had to sit down.
So you got yelled at.
He didn't yell, but he was just kind of like, that's basically wasn't shy about telling us how annoying we were being.
Hmm. How about you, Marv? Got one?
Ray Allen. Ray Allen was great when I was 11. Met him randomly at the Harvard Civic Center.
Yeah.
For a UConn game, my mom was working, and he couldn't have been nicer. And I was already a big fan, and I was like, he's the greatest person who's ever lived, bar none.
And he still is.
Oh, yeah, even more so.
Yeah.
Even he invited me to the parade, not on the float, but he invited me to the parade.
Paulie?
I got a couple positive ones. Remember these are not high-end athletes, but remember Kevin Butler, the kicker for the Chicago Bears?
Yeah, Butthead.
We were at a restaurant. I was probably 14. Now, you know, I was a monstrous Bears fan at the time, and we ran into outside a restaurant, and I go, oh, my gosh. And I go, can I get an autograph? And I had like a takeout menu from a Chinese restaurant, I swear, in my hand. And I didn't have a pen because I was so dumb. He goes, yeah. He goes, hold on a second. And he ran back into the restaurant, asked the lady for a pen, came back outside and signed it. And all his friends were like, we got to go. The other one was we got to go on like a cruise when I was in sixth grade. And all the Oakland Raiders were there. When they won the Super Bowl in 1980, all the players got a free cruise. So on our cruise was about a third of the Oakland Raiders football team. Mm-hmm. Like Matt Millen and all these different guys. Ray Guy, the Hall of Fame punter, was there, and we all were bothering Ray Guy, a bunch of us 10-year-olds, because we knew who he was. He's pretty famous. He went and threw the football around with us on the beach and punted to us for about an hour on a beach, and we just thought it was the coolest thing. He took pictures, and he's a punter, but it was like all of a sudden he was already my favorite punter, but that cemented it.
It's not the same as Joe Montana throwing you passes.
No.
When Ray Guy is punting, you know, it's not as intimate. It's like, yeah, go down there about 50 yards.
And you know my catching
skills. Good luck.
It was just skipping off my jaw.
And you got one good eye there. Yes, Todd.
They let you bring the helium container on the ship like that? I'm surprised he would confiscate that.
What is that?
The Ray Guy reference. He was accused of putting helium in his football for a longer hang time and distance.
Not going to hurt my hero that
way. Yeah.
Not on my watch.
Yeah.
He was nice to me.
Did you have any experiences, Todd?
When
you left mommy's apartment?
I had wonderful experiences as a kid meeting Ed Cranepool of the Mets and Randy Rasmussen of the Jets. Now, but I find out like years later that it's because they were at a mall and they were paid to sign things and be nice. And I had Ed Cranepool's autograph on a little Spalding.
Wait. Okay, hold on. Did you think that Ed Cranepool and Randy Rasmussen were just there at the mall?
They found out that Todd was coming.
Like walking around?
they were doing me a special favor, and there just happened to be a bunch of other kids online also that they just like, okay, I'm here for Todd, but for the rest of them, I guess I'll sign this for them. But Ed Cranepool and Randy Rasmussen, very nice, and maybe it was phony because they were getting paid, but it was still very nice.
Yeah. I'm sure that they were phony nice. They could have been really nice people, but they were getting paid.
And Randy was a photo, like a nice photo with a signature, and Cranepool was able to sign the ball.
What is it about the negative experiences that stick in our minds so much rather than the positive ones? Because like you were like, hey, what name a time that you met somebody, and all I can think of is all of these embarrassing moments that I'm like, oh, man.
Well, I remember when I met Pete Maravich when he got inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, and he was not nice and didn't want to sit down. Yeah, didn't want to sit down for an interview. But even then,
he wasn't important to you or anything.
No, he was not. No.
Growing up, so it's not.
It was one of those where I go, damn, you don't want to meet your heroes sometimes. He didn't want to do an interview. He was difficult. And I thought, no, you're Pete Maravich. Come on. I'm some little snot-nosed guy at CNN, and I came all the way up to Springfield to interview you. And he wasn't engaging at all. Yeah, Paul.
But it would be fair to say that one of your dad's heroes and your heroes, Jerry West, was quite the opposite.
Oh, my gosh.
He outlived it. You know, remember, I was just talking to someone the other day, and they were asking him something about the show, and I said, you know, we did the 10th anniversary show at DirecTV, and we came up with the idea, and Fritzy got a hold of Jerry West to have him surprise you on the show. At 8 in the morning, he shows up looking like $1 million. And I can remember the look on your face. You could barely keep it together. You had about 10 seconds where you couldn't speak.
Well, you kept saying, oh, they're bringing a cake over and, you know, Jerry's Cakes of Torrance or something.
That's a great name.
And all of a sudden in the shadows, I could see it was like this illumination of a figure. And he had gold, like a sweater on. I mean, he looked unbelievable, right out of a catalog. And I'm looking over, I'm going, damn, that guy, like there's almost like this religious feel to him. And he stepped out of the shadow, and I go, oh, my gosh, Jerry West with a cake. And the fact that he surprised everybody, and I was blown away. But Al Michaels is there. And you know, Al, of course, isn't bothered by anything. He's like, hey, Jerry. Hey, Al. And I'm going, hi, Jerry. How are you? And then he sat down. And every time I looked at him, I saw my father. And it was one of those, get your act together, dude. And I was having a hard time with it because that's Jerry West. I saw Jerry West in 1972 play for the Lakers. Jerry West is right here. I'm going, oh, my God.
But he outdid it. Like, he was better than expected.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Todd.
And what does it say to all those athletes? I'm not going to name them because I'm not sure exactly who they are anyway, but there are far less accomplished sports figures that don't want to be bothered, and they're surly, and the last thing they want to do is spend any time signing anything for a kid, and that's very unfortunate.
Thank you, Todd.
I look at it the opposite way. I appreciate the good ones. Like, it seems like Steph Curry is generally a beloved athlete, and I watch these pregame warm-ups things. He's throwing it to the ball boy. He's out in the crowd by the concession stand areas, and he's throwing the ball, and people are showing up to watch Steph Curry warm up, and he gives them the show that they want beyond the show of the game, and he does it. You know, he could have stopped doing that 5 years ago. He's 33 years old or whatever he is, and he's still doing it. He puts on a show for the fans. He gives you your money's worth, and he gives you, a semi-personal experience.
I always feel like it takes more energy to be negative than it does to be positive. And, you know, one day it all ends. One day nobody cares. But in that moment, you're like, oh, God, last thing you want to do is shake somebody's hand, take a picture, sign an autograph. Yes, Marv.
Have you guys ever met somebody that you were fans of when you were a kid, and when you meet them, you go right back to being 9, 10, 11? Like, I felt that way when I met Jalen Rose at ESPN.
Oh,
and
yeah?
I remember getting, like, kind of emotional because I remember my mom saving money that she didn't have to buy a Michigan starter jacket for me. And Jalen Rose, before UConn, it was the Fab Five. And so when I met him, I was like, damn. And I told him, I was like, I hope you guys made some money because my mom spent some money she didn't have. I said, Bridget spent some good money she didn't have. And he couldn't have been nicer.
Meeting John Fogerty, watching John Fogerty, who a legendary singer, Creedence Clearwater Revival. And when I met him, I was a little verklempt. He was just such a wonderful guy. But I remember I had four albums growing up. And that was one of them. And I remember Cosmos Factory, the name of the album. And I remember playing that. And never in your wildest imagination would you say, oh, I'm going to meet the guy, you know, who's singing on that album. I remember listening to him. I went with my daughter to see him in concert. I started crying. And she's like, yeah, hitting you? I go, oh, my God. Like, it took me back to when I was 12 years old. And I'm listening to this music. And I was like, okay, got to get my act together when I say hello to John afterwards. Hey, John, how are you? All right, let's take a break. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. And once again, Charles Barkley later. Randall Chamblee will join us from Augusta. Our play of the day is up next. Every week we talk about them. Every day. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Check out the brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards. They're available in packs or Panini's public auctions that are located on the site. Now, these are the official products of the NFL, the NBA, FIFA World Cup, UFC, and collegiate sports. Make sure you check out the newly released NFL Prism, Score La Liga packs, and more. Panini brands, your favorite ones are located there, and now is NFTs. Panini NFT platform, one of a kind, VIP experiences, and the only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs, and you'll find that in every pack. First of all, you got to visit nft.paniniamerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
2-2 pitch.
And there's a bullet out to center field, down for a base hit. Here comes Eddie. Here comes the throw. Play at the plate. Braves win it! A walk-off base hit for Orlando Arcia. And the Braves take game one over the Padres.
Yep, Paulie's Braves, another win. That's courtesy of 680 The Fan, the Braves Radio Network. That's your play of the day. Brought to you by Discover. Discover credit cards. They do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Doubled. Trips and restaurants. You can see terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Couple of phone calls here. Barry in Santa Fe. Hi, Barry. Welcome back.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. Talking about meeting celebrities within a couple of weeks in February, I met two of the greatest guys in the world. Had a dinner with Seton O'Connor, and met Mr. Dan Patrick at Elvis Costello. Dreams do come true.
Thank you, Barry. Yeah, I met Barry after the Elvis Costello concert in New York City. He went all 10 nights. I went the last night. He's like, Barry in Santa Fe. I go, of course you are. Of course you are. Mark in New York. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Mark.
When Tiger first came out on tour, he played in the BC Open up in Endicott, New York. Well, my friend was getting married that same weekend. And Tiger stayed in the same motel. Tiger bumped him out of the honeymoon suite. And I never forgive him to this day. I actually, that night at the wedding, I went looking around the hotel for Tiger. Thank God I didn't find him. He probably would have kicked my butt. But it pissed me off to this day.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Tiger kicked his buddy out of the honeymoon suite.
Yeah, I wonder if Tiger is aware that he did that.
Hmm.
It's possible the hotel just did it because it's like, ah, it's Tiger. Sorry, buddy. Take a hike.
Amanda in Washington. Hi, Amanda. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. So back in 2019, I was at spring training with my family, and I got a wonderful surprise. Baker Mayfield took batting practice. He was friends with Christian Yelich, so Milwaukee Brewers, all that kind of fun stuff. And here I am just hanging out with my husband and my son, and he hits a line drive. The ball hits me in my wrist, breaks my watch. I get the baseball, have to go get ice pack, all that kind of fun stuff. Come back to where I was standing. He's leaving the field. And as he's leaving, I was like, hey, can you sign the baseball that you hit me with? And he did. He stopped. He was so apologetic. He signed the baseball for me. Some of the press heard about it. There's an article. You can watch the video that you can hear him hit the ball. He's like, oh my gosh, are you okay? You can hear him yell. So in my autograph collection, I have a Baker Mayfield signed baseball.
Well, thank you, Amanda, sharing that. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning, Dan and Dennis. Happy Master's Meal Meat Friday. He's out there cooking up a storm, Tyler is. But anyways, hey, real quick, I did have a question for you, and then I have a stat of the day. I support and agree with your views on the LIV Tour. After this time period that's lapsed and it's had its chance, would at this point, would you have a LIV Tour golfer on as a guest? And if so, Dan, which LIV Tour golfer would you choose if you could to have on the show?
We've invited Mickelson. We've invited Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson, Greg Norman. I'd play it down the middle. I let you decide. That's why, you know, I cover stories. And my feelings are different probably than a lot of people. But I look at the LIV Tour, look at the PGA Tour, the interest that we have in that, and where we are right now. You know, Sergio got mad yesterday because, you know, the media is bringing up the LIV Tour and being at Augusta. It's still, you know, it's still a relevant question to ask them. So I have no problem having those golfers on and hearing their side of that. Just that I'm curious. They keep saying it's for other. Hey, we're having fun, and it's about money. That's all it is. And there's nothing wrong with it. Just say it. I have more respect for you if you just say it's about money. And it's not like the PGA Tour is full of angels here. PGA Tour has benefited from what LIV Tour. But, yeah, we've reached out to a lot of the big-name golfers because I do want to hear their side of the story. Randall Chamblee will join us from Augusta coming up. Charles Barkley a little later on. Hour two coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.